When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. I am, my name's Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Aaron Strecker.
Hey.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And we've got another, so we had a set episode a few weeks ago, I guess maybe more than a month ago at this point.
It's basically like the final season of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Where it's just like a lot of peril, I guess.
There's a lot of peril. There's a lot of characters getting killed off in this season of Must Hear Music Podcast. We killed off the Erica Ramirez character recently. Some people said she went to rookie. That's not true. We killed her.
Tough decision.
This is the Mockingjay of podcast months.
This is the quarter quell. I only vaguely know what that reference means.
So it works. I'm 100%
going to move
works.
Forward. And then on this episode, unfortunately, the writers are harsh. They're like George R.R. Martin. They decided the Jason Lipschutz character needed to get
done.
Killed off.
It wasn't working.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, what is happening is that very sadly, Jason is leaving Billboard. This is his last Must Hear Music podcast. And so that blows. but congrats on your new gig. Jason's headed to Fuse.
I am.
Which is exciting.
I am. Thanks, man.
I don't know
really
what we're going to do.
Like, come on.
I'm pretty down about this.
Oh, come on.
It's not a good thing for me, for you, I guess.
I mean, I guess. Here's the thing. I'll be back on the Must Hear Music podcast. I already told Keith that I'm coming back on the Pop Shop podcast.
I would love that.
And
I feel like at least now you'll have like the subway travel as an excuse for being 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Every time.
My goodness.
Be like, oh, guys, the subway, you wouldn't believe.
This is the last week where I'm 15 minutes late to the Must Hear Music podcast, and I'm always like, oh, hang on, let me grab my coffee first.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every single week.
Let me finish this article, and then let me grab it. Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. No, it's fine. It's fine. Great. I can't even open the
water
bottle.
Here, I'll open it.
I need a man to open my pickle jar. Anyways, so we're low on time, so let's, thanks for opening my bottle of water.
This is one of the saddest things I've ever witnessed.
I'm too upset to open a water bottle. Jason opened it for me. That's what just happened.
Well, so I don't rush through this at the end. I'm leaving Billboard. I announced it on social media earlier this week. I announced it on the Pop Shop podcast earlier this week, but for those that listen to this fine, fine podcast. I just want to say that we started the first podcast at Billboard in 2013 and have launched a couple other ones. And, you know, some of them have done really well. Some of them are, like, still growing. Like, Chris Payne is doing a great job with Alt in Our Stars, and it gets bigger and better every week. But, like, it seems like right from the get-go, Joe just knew exactly what he was doing at Must Hear Music, how to format the show.
Not true.
That is true. No, that's 100% true. And every week I'm happy to come in here and watch him stare at his laptop and make claps to help our audio engineer. And I'm going to miss it. And it's been fun. Like, part of my job every week was like sitting with a microphone and being like, I love this little mix song. Oh, I don't like this Sam Smith song. Like,
for those keeping track at home, though, we were about 3.5 minutes in and Jason made the first, but I'm going to go ahead and guess not the last
little mix
reference of podcast.
Oh, man. Anyway, so thanks to Joe and thanks to everyone who is listening, and keep listening, because it's going to keep doing great things.
Yeah, I'm going to save my comments for the end because, you know, that's where heartfelt comments
are. You going to top my farewell to Erica where I sang Someone Like You by
Adele?
No,
but because I'm not going to sing it. But I am intending to ask our editor to put some Sufjan Stevens acoustic music over my tribute at the end.
Cool.
So maybe during the playback you
That's
can
when
cry
the tears
while
will pop.
Listening to it. Because I know how the Sufjan pulls
Jason
under,
and Lowell.
Jason
Hot
and Lowell.
New album.
Yeah, exactly. Like Meow the Jewels, it's a remix version of Sufjan Stevens. Anyways, I feel like most people are probably like, all right,
they're like,
let's get to
the Selena Gomez. Come on.
Yes, and that, there you go. Selena Gomez is what we're going to start with this week. Billboard's cover star.
Oh, yeah, I guess we can say that, right?
We can say that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
this
cool.
It's going to be out by the time she's already
on the cover.
Cover.
Cool.
Revival is the new Gomez album. This is an Aaron track.
It's the new Selena Gomez album. It's not the new Gomez album.
Yes, the new Selena.
Because there's a band called Gomez.
Gomez. Nor is it a new Selena.
That's true.
No, the song's called Me and the Rhythm, and... Aaron, what do you love about this?
You know what I love about this is I've been a fan of Selena Gomez's career for quite a while, and I feel like she's one of those pop artists that she hadn't totally found her niche yet. I feel like she was, I don't mean this as an insult, but just kind of very generic, and she was kind of trying out different things with the dance pop and maybe some of the more emotional pop and all these things, and I feel like Revival really may be a great step forward for her, and I really liked Come and Get It, and now her new one is Me and the Rhythm, and it's just like a really good, catchy dance song.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised how much I like this, because I'm not a big Selenator.
Is that how... No?
What? It's not? I've been saying it
Selenator,
wrong
right?
for the yeah. first time in my life all this time. Well, I thought it was like a play on Senator. That's a lot cuter than...
No, it's a play on her name, Selena.
Well, but if it's both, then it's
no,
Selena and...
No.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Oh, it matters a lot.
Sure. I'm surprised, yeah, how much I like this, because as you can tell that I said Selenator, I'm not like a big fan. But I kind of love this song. I think it's a really good song. I think I've always thought she's not the strongest vocalist, but her voice sounds really good here. I love that there's steel drum. I'm always a fan of steel drum on most things. And I'd say the bass riff is especially strong on this. It like reminds me of something Nile Rodgers might have done. And usually, like, I feel like a Selena Gomez song feels like a pretty straightforward pop track, but this is a really like well constructed, like kind of dance tune. I'm digging this.
Yeah. It's funny because Same Old Love, this isn't a single, or Me and the Rhythm is a single, is not. I would say
it's a single, but I'm not sure.
I would assume it's not. But
I thought it was
know.
Not, but I don't know.
The Selenators will correct us.
Yeah.
But I know Same Old Love was like the second official single, and I'm not a big fan of Same Old Love. It's a little bit plodding for me. And even though Good For You is not like an up-tempo song, that has a lot more charisma and a lot more mystery to it. But I feel like she kind of got me back on board with Me and the Rhythm a little bit. I echo what you guys are saying, especially the bass line.
Yeah. Although I do want to call out the part where she says, if you feel like you're the spark, then come out of the dark. I'm not really sure about
it's
that.
That
part
I've heard
cringe a little
people
bit.
Have told that to me. They're like, if you feel like the spark, come out of the dark. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I guess I will.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new pickup line in the club.
That's like an electrician's only club.
Yeah.
That goes over real
That's
well.
Terrible. That's
anyways. Well, let's listen to it. So we've got Selena Gomez, song is Me and the Rhythm. When I move my body, I don't have to talk about none. Let the chemicals do its stuff till the energy is too much. Yeah, all I need. All right, that was the new Selena Gomez, Billboard cover star, Selena Gomez. Next up, let's do a Jason pick. So, Tinashe, this is Jason's second to last pick.
Oh,
we've got Tinashe,
on.
The song is Player, and Jason specifically chose the Chris Brown free version.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? Did Chris Brown ever do something that made you not like him?
Well,
or, I mean, where does that come from?
I'm not a big fan of Chris Brown's recent output. What's funny is that during... I was very conflicted during, like, 2009, 2010, because I felt like Chris Brown was actually making... putting out some pretty good singles, like his Fame album. Like,
yeah.
Look at Me Now and Deuces are great songs. Anyway, let's not get lost on a Chris Brown tangent, because let's talk about Tinashe's awesome new single, Player. And I picked the solo version. Thank goodness there is a solo version, because I just like Good For You with Selena Gomez, I just think it works way... I think it's way more effective just as a solo song. I think that this is the song that Tinashe needed to follow up two on with. Like, this is the song that's just as slinky and just as full of her personality and just has a great hook. Like, you know, we've been talking about great hooks a lot in The Office, and this has a great, like, earworm to it. And I love it. And the Chris Brown version, like, isn't bad. Like, I just prefer the solo version. What do you guys think?
I totally agree about it having a real earworm quality. Yeah. Like, Jason and I are laughing because we've been talking about hooks so much.
Yeah.
And then, like, I listened to this song earlier this week, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's one of those songs that really can continue to grow on you even when you're not listening to it, because you can, like, start to hum it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like Tinashe is one of those artists that I know a lot of people are rooting for and who has a ton of talent. I mean, her album last year, Aquarius, was awesome. And just to hear this be her first single from her next album, I just feel like it's totally getting off on the right foot. What do you think, Joseph?
Yeah, I totally agree with what we're saying. I do think that her Aquarius was a great album, and even though, like, you know, maybe there wasn't a single that was strongly followed up to on, like, the rest of the album is still great.
All Hands on Deck is, like, a pretty awesome song.
It's a really... Yeah, that's a great song.
But... Yeah, I agree with you, though.
But yeah, this new one, Player, it's just a really great combination. Like, it's lovely in a way, but, like, the beats are kind of skittering. The instrumentation is airy, though, in a way that's, like, a counterpoint to where the beats are, like... It's a heartfelt song, but it's also really fun. Like, it's danceable. Like, you can see it on the dance floor, as well as, like, being kind of an honest, like, ballady sort of dancey thing. I'm rambling.
No.
I think, yeah, Tinashe is just great, and I feel like there's something so cool and refreshing about an R&B singer who's not as hung up on, like, heart on sleeve and, like, voice to the ceiling rafters,
yeah.
You know, but who can, like, still get that emotion across without, like, relying on the American Idol, like, high notes, you know?
Yeah,
that's exactly. A really good point.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Not to bash on American Idol, you know. Now that
bash
it's
away.
Like
bash
dying.
Away.
But yeah, so anyways, it's a great song, Tinashe, Player. Let's listen to it. You won't let it, you won't let it stack my deck like I ain't gonna lose like a victim, forget it. So you better stay. All right, next up, let's talk about Avicii. So this is one of my picks that Jason did not listen to, and therefore will not be invited back.
Bye,
next week.
Guys.
Song is called For a Better Day. It's from Avicii's new album, Stories. The reason I picked it is I have very mixed feelings towards Avicii. I really like this song, though. I think, and I just feel like he's such an interesting character because Wake Up really did, like, something I think no one wanted or expected from EDM, which was to combine, like, folk bluegrass with EDM anthems. But it's like, so the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, this is awful. And then 3 times later, I was like, I love this song, and I, like, want to listen to it constantly.
Those are my favorite type of songs.
Yeah, and sometimes those are the best, like, where you realize it's not actually bad, it's just new and different.
Yeah.
For a Better Day is not that song, but it is a similar stylistic departure for him. It's a very, like, piano riff. Like, it's not just, like, a piano song. It's, like, there's a guy, you know, just jamming away on the piano, a little jazz style. Maybe jump music. It's like kind of a style in the 50s. But this has been done before. Fatboy Slim had Praise You in the 90s, which is a great dance electronic song based on a piano riff. You know, Avicii is kind of doing the same thing here, but I really appreciate it because it's something that's not being done in dance music these days. People aren't relying on piano samples as much, and they're also not really relying on organic sounds as much. Like, this is still a dance song. There's still a beat there, but it's just not, like, totally overproduced, and I think it's interesting. And I think the reason a lot of people don't do stuff like this is you run the risk of sounding cheesy, and the rest of the Avicii Stories album, there are songs where he definitely, like, melds a couple genres, and it does sound lame, but he takes a risk, and I think on For a Better Day, it really pays off. Did you listen to the song, Eric?
I did listen to the song, but you know, Joe, I messed up. I could never top that intriguing explanation, so I feel like I'm just going to let you send it to the clip.
All right, we're just going to send it then. Let's go to it. So Avicii, For a Better Day. Alright, that's a new Avicii from his album Stories. Next up, and this is, we're a couple weeks old on this, but we should have talked about it, and we didn't. Mm. So, Ellie Goulding, On My Mind. This is her first Max Martin track? Or, no?
I don't think so.
Alright, well, it's a track with Max Martin that she made. Aaron, you picked it.
Yeah, I picked it because I'm definitely an Ellie Goulding fan. Not like a super fan, but I heard this song. And Joe, you were saying earlier about songs that kind of grow on you. And this one, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, this is just like a forgettable pop song. Like, she's doing her Max Martin collaboration. And I'll dance to this in the club as they do, but I'm not really going to ever listen to it otherwise. But then something crazy happened. And its name is, I started to listen to it a little bit, and then I couldn't stop listening to it. It's definitely not, like, the best showcase for her vocals, but it's just, like, a fun, frothy dance track that has a really catchy, like, beat and really catchy hook. And also, not for nothing, has an incredible music video where Ellie Goulding rides on a horse through a casino. And that is something that we should be talking about more, quite
Aspire
frankly.
Aspire to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, it's just a fun dance track, and it's surprisingly catchy.
You know what? I was going to talk about this song, but instead I'm just going to tell a story about one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. And I want I just want to see Jason react to this. And this is, ooh, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing.
Okay.
So we live in New York, and I went to a Brooklyn art. I used to go to more art exhibit things. So I went to a Brooklyn art exhibit, kind of a more underground hipster thing.
Hipster.
Yes. And one that could just remind me when you said casino and a horse in a casino, one of the exhibits was a taxidermied horse, a real-life taxidermied horse, laying on its back on a craps table, dressed up in, like, glam Vegas outfits. And there was another horse, taxidermied horse, standing above it, and then someone had created... The horses were real. They were real taxidermy dead horses, but someone had created a fake penis and vagina, and it was simulating the horses having sex on this craps table. And they were real-life taxidermy, like, life-sized. It was by far the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Can you confirm that Ellie Goulding went to that exhibit and was directly inspired for her music video
On
My Mind?
What I'm trying to say is, yeah, I'm pretty sure Ellie Goulding was there, And she's like making a sly nod to that. Definitely thinking about horses doing it on a craps table.
Yeah, well, I mean, this music video definitely backs up what you're saying because it's very sexy and there's also a horse. So,
yeah.
So there's also a horse.
Are they related? Who am I to say?
Who?
And about the song, I'm just going to say I like it. The riff and the verse is kind of Scottish. I think that's cool.
A little bit of a new direction for her.
It is, yeah. Jason.
Jason doesn't know what to do.
What do you think
this.
About this art exhibit?
So, I want to. So, on my mind, I want to get there. I'm just. I can't even. What can I even say to that story, Joe? What can I even say?
I know. That's what I want.
That story is why I'm leaving Billboard. I think that's what I have to say to that story.
Joe's nodding along like, fair.
We're getting, fair. Yeah, sexual harassment is here just coming.
Exactly. So I want to get what, Aaron, what you were just describing with that song where it's kind of like grew on you. I want to get to that point.
You're not there yet.
Really there. I enjoy it, but I feel like, especially with
da, 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 but that part.
Oh, I like that part. I like your little.
You sing it.
Yeah, I like your little dance with that too. I mean, the listeners at home won't see, but Aaron was very animated there. That was awesome. but I feel like, I guess the progression of what Ellie Goulding has been doing from her last album Halcyon, which had Anything Could Happen, which is a great song, and then Halcyon Days, which is like the deluxe edition with Burn and especially Goodness Gracious, which I think is one of the most underrated songs of the last couple of years, pop singles I should say, not just songs in general. I was like, wow, yeah, I'm pumped for new Ellie Goulding stuff. And I wasn't a big like Love Me Like You Do fan, but I was like, all right, it's like a soundtrack song. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm still super excited for Ellie Goulding's next project, but I don't know. This song is a little bit of a letdown to me. And Aaron's
no, that's totally stare. That's totally fair. I want to talk to you in a couple of weeks after you've heard it a few more times.
Yeah,
because I was
that
right
might
there
happen.
Because I was right there with you.
Yeah, I kind of, you know how I feel like what might happen. Remember how with Adam Lambert's Ghost Town, I was just like not sold on it, and then after a
so
while,
crazy, yeah,
so good.
One over. That is a great song.
It's a great
and
song.
So the one when we talked about the original High when it came out, I singled out Another Lonely Night, which is now the single.
I know.
Coincidence? Yes. Definitely a coincidence. I'm sure Lambert had no idea.
So yeah, so maybe this on my mind will the same thing will happen, but right now I feel like
you're giving it
we'll
a soft
see.
Pass.
Soft pass right now,
that's
but
fair.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's let you, the listener, decide.
Wow.
So yeah, it's Ellie Goulding on my mind. Here it is.
You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
That was the new Ellie Goulding. Next up, let's talk about Janet, or Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Oh.
We've got, this is one of my picks, Janet Jackson featuring Missy Elliott. The title is Burn It Up! Exclamation point. It's from Janet's new album, Unbreakable. So Janet Jackson has a new album. She had the song No Sleep come out a while ago, which was a great vocal performance. Certainly not the kind of thing that sets the world on fire, but a good song that's been performing very steadily on adult contemporary radio. I think most of her new album is kind of geared towards that R&B adult contemporary vein, which is kind of why I picked this song, Burn It Up, because this is one of the few like really energetic tracks on the album. And like, I like that. I mean, I'm not saying I mostly want that from Janet, but like, I kind of maybe lean towards that a bit.
Yeah.
And I think this is great. I really like this song. She sounds like in control and comfortable with the like more upbeat material, which is great because like the rest of the album is good but can get a little samey.
Yeah.
The one thing I do, and I love, if I had to like, I mean, not that one has to choose between people, but it just pains me to say this because like I'm a huge Missy Elliott fan. I probably like her overall more than Janet, but I don't think her verse is great on this song.
Aww.
I feel like she starts it off and it's just good when it starts, but then when her verse comes back, it's just like not necessary. She's not sounding like on fire.
It's not particularly memorable.
Yeah, I guess just since like Missy doesn't do that much these days, I was kind of expecting like, so, and she, you know, she's a Janet fan. I was expecting something maybe more spectacular than what we get. That being said, I still think it's a really good song, one of the stronger ones on the album. But what did you guys think of it?
Yeah, it's definitely like when I heard like Janet and Missy Elliott, like 2002 me was like, yeah, let's do it. And that's not a knock at Janet and Missy Elliott. They would probably be like, yeah, you know what? We haven't put out that much music over the past 5 years. I think this is Janet's first album since 2008.
Something like that, yeah.
It's crazy. That's like a long time.
It's not surprising, though, because she's not even been in the public eye. Like, yeah. She's mostly been in Europe with her trillionaire husband or however much money that guy has. She's just like been completely off the grid.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. I think this definitely lives up to my 2002 expectations, which is not something groundbreaking, but highly enjoyable.
Yeah. Totally. What?
I'm just going to second everything you said.
What you're
gonna
give me?
All right. Wow.
Thanks.
I don't have an elaborate opinion on this. I don't know. I'm not like super well versed in Janet Jackson, so I don't want to say anything.
You know, quick Missy Elliott story. Mm-hmm. While I still have time for it, when I was maybe like 14 or 15, I made like a birthday list of stuff I wanted, and one of the things I wanted was Eve's album Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a huge Eve fan. I'm still a huge Eve fan, and I my mom took the list and whatnot, and she told my aunt to get me the Eve album, and instead my aunt like misunderstood and got me like the Missy Elliott Miss E So Addictive album. And
that's
I was bummed.
Switch.
I was bummed at first because I knew what happened. I was like, I didn't ask for this. I bet it was supposed to be Eve. But like, then I listened to Miss E So Addictive and like Get Your Freak On, 1 Minute Man, Lick Shots, great album. So that's my Missy Elliott.
That's a solid anecdote.
Yeah
that's a good anecdote, and I feel like a good like overall in the grand scheme of things, a good swap. You know.
Yeah, I mean Missy's So Addictive is probably a better album, but shout out to Eve as well.
Yeah. Do you ever get that album?
I never got Scorpion.
Oh, man.
I know. Mm. I don't have any Eve album. I don't even have, like, Rough Riders First Lady. I got nothing.
Well, look under your Christmas tree this year. I'm not saying I promise anything, but
wow.
We'll see.
That'd be cool. I'd be like, if you Saint got Nick. Me the new Eve, or the
not
new
the
Eve.
New Eve.
No, if you got me Scorpion very... from Eve, like I'd be like, oh wow, that's nice, cool.
But yeah, so let's Eve Scorpions. Well, Jason will never know. But let's listen to Missy Elliott with Janet Jackson. The song's called Burn It Up. See your hands up high. Wanna come with me and take a ride. All right, that was Jan and Missy. Next up, next and last, we've got Jason's pick. Jason's last pick. And it's a very fitting last Jason's song.
All the times.
I told you, we don't have the rights to this song, guys. Anyway, so the last one we're going to talk about is Joanna Newsom, Leaving the City. This is off Divers, which is Joanna's first album in 5 years. It's been a long time.
I know.
Lots happened.
It's way too long.
She's gotten married to Andy Samberg, who you know from such things as SNL and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's appeared in Inherent Vice. She was in Portlandia. Like, she's been, like, busy-ish, but has not had a new album.
Still rocking being a fashion icon.
Yeah, of course. I don't know, like, before we start talking about Leaving the City, I don't know how, like, are you a big Joanna Newsom guy, Joe?
I don't know if I'd say big, but I have all her albums, and I like them a lot.
I feel like that would make you a big Joanna. If you have all of her albums,
well, there's only,
yeah,
like, four.
I dabble, but I own everything she's ever put
her
out.
Her last album was a triple album, so you really have five
albums.
And
I have a physical copy of that. So, yes, I guess I
one
am
of the,
a big
one fan. One of my favorite things about Joanna Newsom is the fact that she's married to Andy Samberg, and, like, her for those who are unfamiliar, her last album was, like I said, a triple album, and it was mostly like a lot of love songs, and they were very like orchestral and very like emotional and very involved. And like she put that out, and like this, I think the same year that she put that out, like Andy Samberg had the jizz in my pants with Lonely Island.
Yes.
And I was just like, I wonder what like those dinner conversations are like. She's just like, yeah, you know, I wrote like this 8-minute song on my harp that like is, you know, this like ode to you. And he's like, cool, like that's awesome. I did like I'm on a boat. Like I made I hung out with T-Pain. She's like, oh, okay. Anyway, I've always enjoyed that. I hope you at home do as well. Leaving the City, I've heard this new Joanna Newsom album, Divers. I think it's, you know, I'm a huge Joanna Newsom fan. She really is one of my like five favorite artists, and I just think that what she continues to do is so breathtaking, not only musically but lyrically, where she forces her listeners to look up passages, where she forces her listeners to really listen closely to turns of phrases. And I don't want to get like super involved with this song because I know we're running out of time, but like what she does here with melody is really what is so groundbreaking about this song to me, where it's like, it's almost like her like rock song a little bit, right?
I was going to say that, like it's surprising because obviously there's the harp and the bizarre voice that she has. I mean, she's never going to be in danger of becoming mainstream, but it does have like rock guitar, and not just noodling, like it's playing a real riff, like a rock and roll riff over and over, like it kind of rocks, slightly hard,
kind of rocks slightly. Aaron's looking at us like, oh,
I'm, you know, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm listening and absorbing a lot of things.
No, I haven't listened to the whole album, and I like the song, and it's making me excited. How do you?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's just great. I mean, you know, again, like I'm super biased, so like me seeing a Joanna Newsom album is great. Like, take it with a grain of salt. But I feel like everybody has like those like five artists that it's like, right, no matter what they do, it's like, even if it's like one of their lesser works, you're still gonna get wrapped up in it.
Like LMFAO.
Like oh my goodness.
You know, it's just like do no wrong.
And whenever like they're like sorry for party rocking, you're like, no, don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
You have to apologize to me.
Love means never having to say you're sorry. Anyways, let's listen to that. And after that, there'll be a tearful tribute to our dearly departed Jason. But all right, so Joanna Newsom, song is Leaving the City. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Does bleach a collar lead along the floor? I sense the longer you leave, the higher the red beneath the pale sky. Beside the rain, born below the white cloud, is all we ever love. Hear the light we'll seep, and the sun.
All right, that's the new Joanna Newsom. That's what we have for this podcast. But, I mean, I just want to say, I mean, I feel, so we've been doing this for over a year, maybe a year and a half.
Wow, has it really been that long?
It started, I think, July, and what is it now, October? So that's a year and, like, 4 months, 3 months, I can add. And it just, it's, I feel like every week, you know, we do a lot of different things at Billboard, and we get busy, and I sometimes feel like, oh, I don't even have time to like prepare or do this podcast. But every time we sit down to do it, it's just the most like relaxing, fun, natural part of my week. And big part of that is Jason Lipschutz, who's been here for nearly every episode and is just at Billboard probably the most like passionate and knowledgeable person about music. Someone who just knows and loves music and is just a pleasure to talk to. And it's just been such a supreme joy to like get to know him and spend time with him, both working but as well on the podcast. And like, I always care to know what his thoughts are about something. He's very thoughtful. He has, I would say, for the most part, impeccable taste. Even the stuff where I get a little suspicious.
Agree to disagree.
I appreciate that he brings that perspective. I just feel like Jason's irreplaceable, and it's going to be
not true
really hard replacing him. But when we do, you'll be the first to know. No, I don't know. It really sucks that you're leaving. I'm really happy. Like, I know you're gonna have a good time at Fuse. I came from Fuse. There's a lot of good people there, but it sucks that you're leaving.
I know, man. I know.
I'm really gonna miss you.
But what I will say is, like I said, I'm gonna be back on the Must Hear Music.
No, we're
podcast.
Definitely gonna have you back.
Guest.
As often as
I'll
possible.
I'll be haunting your Billboard gatherings forever.
Right. Jason, I just want to say to you, I'm really happy for you, and I'm gonna let you finish. But you are one of the greatest pop editors of all time.
Kanye Strecker. I love it. Well, thanks, guys. No, it's been a pleasure working with both of you guys. And I've said this in a bunch of different ways, but this has been like a super emotional week and a super emotional decision. I'm excited, but I'm also unbelievably grateful. Like, I mean, I started here as an intern. I'm 28 now. I was 21 when I started, so I spent a quarter of my life at Billboard.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, think about that. So they've given me it's
time for you to leave.
Yeah, it's been awesome, and like I said at the beginning, I'll be back on the Must Hear Music podcast, and I hope everybody listening to this keeps listening, obviously, because Joe is doing a great job here, and Aaron's doing an awesome job here, and everybody's doing an awesome job here. It's tough to leave you guys, but que sera, sera.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you've got words for Jason, tweet them at him.
You know what?
And please, someone just tweet him the link to graduation, though. Just
yeah,
like the music
please,
video.
Someone tweet me the link to Vitamin C's graduation. And I guess I haven't really said this, and I should say this. Like, thank you to everybody. Like, I have gotten like readers and listeners be like, thank you and good luck and congrats and all that stuff. And like, whatever, you know, I read all that stuff. So thank you guys.
Well, his intern reads all of that stuff. No, I wish
but he does. But he gets the highlights.
I wish I had an intern.
Right. She runs it through him when he's on the treadmill each morning before he does his power shake.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah. So tweet shit at Jason. Jason, we'll see you back some other time as a guest. And
thanks, guys.
Again, thank you everyone for listening, and thanks for sitting here with me. Guys, and Jason, thanks for a sensational, whatever, 16-month run.
Oh, thanks,
on
man.
Must Hear Music.
Must Hear Music, Jason. Forever.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.